Instant messages. My friends defended me. My friends defended me. We had just finished reading a novel in high school English class, and my teacher decided to show a movie adaptation of it that I didn't feel was appropriate. She sent us all home with permission slips for our parents to approve the material. I struggled to decide what to do. If I missed this movie and we were given a quiz over it, I could lose a serious grade. But if I watched it, I would be compromising my standards. The next day, our teacher asked us all to turn in our permission slips. I handed her my blank slip and told her that I didn't want to watch the movie because it had content that was against my standards. My teacher didn't seem very happy with my decision, but she sent me into the hallway and gave me several extra assignments to make up for the quiz. As I sat in the hall working on the assignments, I thought to myself, "This isn't fair. Why should I get punished for doing the right thing?" The next day, as the class was ready to finish the movie, I went up to my teacher for the extra work. Surprisingly, she didn't have any for me, and simply told me to wait in the hall. I found out that after the previous class, my friends had talked to my teacher about the extra homework that I was assigned, and had said they didn't think it was fair. I felt grateful for a teacher who respected my standards, and for friends who stood up for what I believed in. Devlin P., Texas, USA.
Real to me. This past year, my stake leaders challenged the youth to find the name of an ancestor to take to the temple during the youth conference temple trip. Our family had reached many dead ends in our family history work, but I was determined to find at least one name. Our ward family history consultant patiently taught me how to set up an LDS account and log on to familysearch.org. She encouraged me to find my ancestors and taught me how. To find more family members in our well-researched ancestry, I had to be creative. I started searching for descendants of my direct-line ancestors. For instance, I found a great-great-great-grandfather with several daughters who had never joined the church. As a result, very little temporal work had been done for them and their posterity. I also searched every ancestral line for work that was incomplete. I immediately began to feel a genuine love for each relative I found. They are real to me. The Holy Ghost helped me know where to look, and within 2 months, I found and submitted over 1,500 names for ordinance work. The Spirit of Elijah has touched my heart. Tiffany N., Colorado, USA.
An unexpected interview question. After my mission, I struggled to find work. Eventually, I received an interview. I knew the position would be a great opportunity, but I worried that I was not as skilled as some of the other applicants. My turn for the interview came, and I sat nervously in front of the manager. As I glanced at his table, I saw a paper with the questions he was asking applicants. My heart pounded. The questions appeared to use difficult terminology I didn't know. If those questions were the basis of passing the interview, I would lose the job even before the interview started. The manager grabbed the paper to ask me some starting questions. Suddenly, he said, "Maybe I should first look at your CV, resume." He found my resume and started asking about my previous work experience. When he read full-time missionary, he asked if I could tell him what I taught on my mission. I hadn't expected that question at all. I talked with him about prophets, the plan of salvation, and eternal families. His face brightened and he said, "One of these days I want you to come and meet my family." Our discussion lasted almost an hour. He apologized that my interview was taking so long and again grabbed the paper with the interview questions. My nervous feelings returned. He paused and then asked, "Do you have a place to stay here in Manila?" He didn't wait for my response and said, "Well, you need to look for one. You'll start tomorrow." It's still a miracle to me that during an important job interview, the focus wasn't on my qualifications, but instead on my missionary service. I'll never forget how my serving a full-time mission helped me in my interview. Alvin A., Philippines. End of Instant Messages.